on out to the Siena Heights Fieldhouse. Jeff Bowman along with the coach. Coach Fred Smith is, again, we are doing Saint Sports Weekly. Thank you to Siena Heights University, along with Magic Fountain Mini Storage and Auto Wash. As we, again, we're doing, got Saint Sports Weekly on the road tonight, Fred, as we are live in the field house.
Yeah, it's usually we have the glass between us, and now we're courtside getting ready for a doubleheader here, Sports Weekly, and then the women's game. So it's pretty exciting, and can't wait to talk lacrosse.
So is that actually your signature over there on the court? Did they do a pretty good job of taking your signature and making it that way so they could read it?
They definitely doctored it because I should have been a doctor, but not smart enough because I have a doctor's signature. But, yeah, I always say that one of the vice presidents always threatened to scratch it off, you know.
That's funny. Well, again, we are here at the Fieldhouse as the Lady Saints are going to be taking on Aquinas here tonight in just about an hour. But they're both teams out here practicing and warming up as we speak. And, again, we're going to have Spencer Masick on with us tonight from the phone. And then we got two of his players, Jake Gallagher, or Gallagher, and Gallagher. That Gallagher, I can't get that right. Gallagher and Jack Callahan. And I'm saying all this because it's my writing that I can't read, that I've put notes down here for both of those. And my chicken scratch is a little bit hard to read myself. So, again, it's going to be a lacrosse night tonight. As, they're going to be starting their season up pretty soon. And it's an exciting time for them as trying to get everything going. And this time of year, getting ready to get outside and try to get this thing started. February 18th, it looks like, is their first scheduled game against Weber International over in Indianapolis. So it's just right around the corner, Coach.
Yeah, and it's kind of great that it's obviously got to be an indoor facility, I assume they're playing at. And that's a cool thing. It's, these coaches are so creative trying to get the kids some action as we were at the mercy of the weather. You know, I remember Coach Maloney, as soon as you know, the first thaw, boy, those guys never went back inside, you know. He the, you know, just getting the field going.
But who knows, I mean, the week after the 26th are at Adrian College, so February 18th they, you look, all those guys were outside last year in February playing football and stuff. So
it just, if the big thing is if the, you know, the turfs, you know, if we get the turfs clean and if it's warm enough, that usually can happen. And these guys are tough. These lacrosse kids are tougher than hell, I'll tell you.
Yeah, they are, aren't they? It's a different breed of athlete that those guys are. I mean, they have the hockey mentality, and they're not on skates, though.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I love the sport. I have talked about it a number of times on the air here. It was one of the great gifts of my last number of years is to learn a new sport and to love it. And it was, you know, as an AD, we do important stuff like chase balls and stuff. But I'm telling you, I was down there behind the net, and I was scared a lot of times. Them balls hurt. Yeah. They come whizzing by. But it's a sport where you have to combine athletic skills, motor skills, teamwork. It's really wonderful, and we have – not only a great lacrosse program, our league is probably the preeminent league in the NAIA.
Yeah, and that makes it even tougher. But, again, Spencer Masick will be calling in soon, hopefully, but he's the guy that, you know, taken over from Coach Maloney, and he's a guy that is really trying to, you know, keep this thing going and trying to get it up to the next level as well as making sure that, you know, the program that Coach Maloney got going and everything he did to it, Coach Masick wants to expand on that.
Yeah, and he's the right guy. He was not only a great player, he loves Siena. He's a hard worker, got a wonderful personality, and, you know, we've had a couple tough years, as we all know, and it's affected lacrosse because when the pandemic hit a couple years ago is right when they were getting going, right?
Right, yep.
And then last year we got going and we were playing all these spring sports and trying to get the lacrosse season in, and they got dinged with some COVID. So they got a great group of kids, though, that are really, I know they're raring to go.
Yes, that's for sure. Well, you going to try to text Coach
real
quick? Yes,
I'm going to do it right now.
And we can try to get him in. But once again, we got the two players over there. They're going to try to grab him. But again, after we talk here on St. Sports Weekly, Coach, so we got, you know, a makeup game against Aquinas. This was, you know, 2 weeks ago. They had to shut down on a Wednesday, Saturday games, and we were, you and Pat were supposed to do the girls game, and that didn't happen.
Right, and so now we're, all right. So you know, so now we're, you know, we're kind of making up for that, and you know, it kind of reminds me a little bit. Speaking of women's basketball, it reminds me a little bit of U of M last year. Right in the middle of their year, they
right.
got sick, and they came back very quickly. You know, I was surprised how well they came back. Well, our women, while we're speaking of them for a second, they not only had the COVID buck, they had their best player, one of the best players of all time, has a knee injury. And I just can't believe how quickly I saw the game Saturday, and they just play so hard. I'm really looking forward to broadcasting them again.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. And as you said, Peyton back, that's, you know, ended up being just a bruise. And so, you know, not having it hurt anymore.
Right. You know, the thing with Peyton, you know, there was a lot of rumors out there that, you know, this might be a cartilage injury. And, you know, we all love rumors in the sports world. And thank goodness it wasn't. I think she dropped, had a big game a week ago. And this past week, she was phenomenal. And now we have our point guard that's has a starting point guard is nursing an ankle injury. But the good news with Coach Siljevic's program, they have great depth. It was great to see the young lady from Becumseh have such a big game the other night. And so tonight, Aquinas is kind of on a little bit of a roll. And they've had the similar situation. They've been out, so I think they're 7-4 overall. So this is going to be a heck of a game tonight.
All righty. Perfect. Hopefully, hey, we got you here. Hey, Coach, sorry about the confusion here on whatever end, but technical difficulties, but now we got you out here as we're sitting here at the field house, and our first time we do it on the road, we got to have a coach call in. So, Spencer, it's good to have you on, though.
Yeah, I know. I apologize. I had the 5-6 and the 6-5 mixed up, so.
That's all right. That's all right. But again, this is Jeff Bowman along with Fred Smith, and we were just checking, looking at your schedule coming up soon. You've got the 18th. You've got your first game coming up, and that one is going to be in Indianapolis. Is that an indoor facility, or are you guys playing outside?
Yeah, I think it's an indoor facility from what I've heard. It's a really, really, really nice facility, so we're looking forward to that.
That's good. That's good. That's because Fred's like, well, I ain't going to be playing inside. I said, yeah, but a week later, they're back at Adrian College. So I know that's going to be an outside game.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's interesting. First time in our program history, we're finally getting a game against Adrian. So that'll be fun.
That's nice.
Yeah, that'll generate some local interest because they've had a good lacrosse program. We know, and watching them, I don't know why we didn't get together, but what's great about those games, Spencer, as you know, is it brings some added excitement and interest among our students and the community in your sport, you know. And it can only be a good thing, right? And so I'm looking forward to that game. But your non-conference schedule's tough, you know. You know, you got Weber, and then you play Hope. And Hope used to, back in the club days, used to be really good. And then you go on the trip out to Kansas to play Benedictine in Ottawa. So by the time you hit Cleary on March 26th, you ought to have a good idea what type of team you have.
Yeah, that spring break time is going to be an interesting test for our guys. We play the 9th and the 10th back to back out in Kansas.
Right.
Then we got a 12-hour trip back, and then we come right back and we play on the 12th, I believe it is. That Monday we play against Pope. So we're maybe it's the 14th. Regardless, it's a 1 or 2 day swing, and we're right back in it. So that stretch there, 3 games in about 5 days, with 20 hours of travel in between there, is going to be very, very interesting and taxing on our guys. But you know what? They deserve to play, and that was the whole motto this year: was if I can get a game in, I'm going to get a game in, because they've been shorted games, the past couple years with everything going on. So we're not afraid to play anybody, anytime, any place.
And they're still young; they can do that, right?
Exactly. I always joke about it. I remember in the morning playing basketball games, and then going on later at night and playing some lacrosse games, and then the next weekend going and playing football and basketball on the same day. And can't do that anymore, but these guys can.
Well, and you know what, Coach? You know, with that too, and we've all played enough sports around here that we'd rather be playing a game than practicing somewhere anyway. So if there's a chance to play a game as opposed to having a tough practice, you're going to play a game any day.
No doubt. And these guys have been waiting for that opportunity to prove themselves. That's all any college athlete wants, is a chance to prove themselves, a chance to improve, a chance to compete. And we're going to take every chance we can to do that.
Hey, how is Weber? I mean, I know Weber's a good NAIA school, and we played in a number of sports. How are they?
Yeah, they're a new program, so it's tough to say. They're extremely talented. They're extremely talented. They're extremely well coached, and I think they're gonna be. They scheduled just about everybody this year. They got a huge schedule, playing a bunch of games. It looks like they could be a force. They could be something. It's tough to tell, though. However, with the coach that they have and the talent that they're bringing back, and sure, they're younger freshmen, sophomores, but it'll be interesting to see. They're definitely not going to be a slouch. And for us going into that game, we might not have a single practice on a full field before we play them. So it'll be interesting to see. I think Weber's going to be a really, really good, a really tough test.
And noticing the young men we're going to talk later, and the last time we were on this, Heartland, it's like a feeder school for the Saints, right? Man.
Yeah, we've had a lot of success recruiting from Heartland. My ties go back to, it used to be the KLAA. I'm not sure what they call it anymore.
The Kensington Valley.
KVC now.
Yeah.
Okay, so, my ties go back to that, being from Brighton, so I got a lot of ties back in the Livingston County area, and just coaches from around that area. So we could have worse places for pipelines. Heartland's a great lacrosse school. They've been top four in the state for the past 4 or 5 years, continually competing for state championships, and they just have good high-quality kids who want to work hard and want to prove themselves. So,
well, they might as well just put a satellite campus up there, let them take some classes as they're going to high school, and so they can be ready to roll as soon as they get down here.
I can get on board with that. We'll have to figure something out.
Hey, Coach, what are your strengths of your team this year? I mean, I know it's difficult to say with such a limited season, but what do you anticipate your strengths to be?
We have a good amount of strengths. We're talented, we're athletic, all those different things. But I think the biggest thing that this group has, that no other group that I've been around has, is that togetherness, that bond, which I think is possibly one of the most important things for a team, but this group has gone through so much together. You know, stuff that not a lot of teams and sports and, you know, athletics in general have had to go through. This team's gone through it. They've kept pushing through, you know, and they're finally looking like there's going to be some light at the end of the tunnel here. And I think that togetherness and that chip on their shoulder from losing out on a couple seasons is something that I think is going to make this team even more dangerous. Put on top of it the talent, the athletic level. We have good senior leadership, and you'll get to talk to a couple of those senior leaders here in a bit. But I really think the stars are aligning for these guys, and the sky's the limit. It really is up to them how far they want to take it.
Well, you know, Spencer, Coach Smith talked about how tough the this WAC conference is in lacrosse. And, you know, that tests you guys, not only your non-conference that you're talking about, but to be tested so much just in conference as well. That's something that, you know, not a lot of schools in the country have to deal with.
Yeah, we, you know, I tell it to the guys all the time, we don't have the opportunity to take breaks in practice. We don't have the opportunity to take breaks in games, in the film room, in the classroom. We don't get that luxury because we don't have games off, you know, and Siena Heights, historically, we've been a really good lacrosse team. So we're everybody's Super Bowl. You know, everybody's playing us to the highest of their abilities. We're getting everybody's best execution. We're getting their best effort because they really, really, really want to beat Siena Heights. So we don't, you know, we're playing talented teams, but, you know, we don't get the luxury of taking days off.
You know, I don't know which, you know, looking at and having witnessed when you played and watching the teams over the years, I don't know which rivalry is better. It was Siena Heights, Indiana Tech. Oh, no, maybe Siena Heights, Lawrence. Oh, Siena Heights, Lawrence Tech. You can go on and on. These games are so competitive that I wish, you know, so many people could witness, because it's, I think it's not only great lacrosse, but so much spirit and you know, competitiveness comes out during these contests. I'm probably missing.
Yeah,
one
I mean,
of the teams
there's
too,
a
I apologize.
There's a story.
Oh, yeah,
about,
Aquinas. And, yeah, every one of them.
Yeah, there's a story about every team, whether it be scoring in overtime against Lords from the 40-yard line as time expired, or Indiana Tech going down to the wire, Grand Valley even back in the day. Those games were extremely competitive.
One.
Yeah, Aquinas was always a low-scoring battle. It really was, like you said, what is the rivalry? It's just any year, any team can win it, so it's interesting.
Yeah. Is there been a preseason rankings?
Those are coming out here in the next couple days. I don't know if I'm allowed to spoil them yet.
Okay.
Yeah. And that would be difficult to determine, wouldn't it?
There's been a lot of deliberations, I will say that, because it's very difficult based off of, you know, you like to go off of a lot of last year rankings. You know, you obviously go off of newcomers and returners and stuff like that. But last year, some teams didn't have conference games. Some teams didn't play full schedule. Some teams didn't play at all. So how do you weigh that into account going into this year's ranking? So it definitely was difficult. I think at the end of the day, we got the job done and we did the right, we got the rankings correct. But I think anybody who knows anything about sports knows that preseason rankings mean a lot of nothing. So,
yeah, there's so many factors that go into that, you know, good and bad. So you can take a lot of times, you can take those with a grain of salt and figure out where somebody's going to be. You know, and where they're going to end up just because of where they started or where they didn't start. And so it'll be interesting to see.
There always seems to be those teams that, you know, that sneak up and some teams that fall from the top. So,
what's your biggest question mark in what area of the team as you were, you know, coming into the season beginning in February?
I'm interested in seeing what we have for depth. I know we have talent at the top of the roster. We got gamers at the top of the roster. But so does everybody in the top five, right? Everybody at the top five, you got talent at the top of your roster. The difference between number five and number one to me is that depth. Who can step in and you don't miss much of a beat. So I'm interested to see how those depth guys step up, how they embrace their role, and how they prepare to be ready, you know, once their number's called. I think that's going to be our biggest difference maker this year. And right now, it's our biggest question mark.
And you're listening to Saint Sports Weekly live on at the Field House here tonight with brought to you by Siena Heights University and Magic Fountain Mini Storage and Auto Wash. And you're listening to head coach Spencer Masick from the lacrosse program. Just a few more minutes here, Coach. And again, as you said, depth, that's one thing that you know, you're wondering about. Do you think you have enough scorers? Do you think you need more on D? Where exactly when you're talking depth, what do you think your biggest need is?
You know, it's tough to really say with lacrosse. You know, you have your attackmen who, you know, forwards in soccer, some would say, depending right. on what you know about lacrosse. But you have your offensive guys, who just play offense. So if you have three of those guys, in theory, they can play the whole game because you're not gotcha. You're getting breaks while the other team's playing offense. Same thing with defense. You can have three guys there that play the whole game. So really, when you're talking about depth, you're talking more about in your transition game through your midfield. So offensive midfield, defensive midfield, stuff like that. I think we have one of the most talented attack groups in the country. I think we have the best midfielder in the country, and you're going to get a chance to talk to him shortly, Jake Gallagher. I think he's the best lacrosse player, and this is coming from me. I think he's the best lacrosse player Siena Heights University has ever witnessed.
Wow.
He's a great kid, great player, great kid. And then I think we have one of the best goalies in the country, and we have some of the best defenders in the country. So that we have talent all around. I think it's going to come from those next guys stepping up the midfield. You know, if I had to put my finger on it, I would say the midfield depth to see when we go to that second and third line, what we're looking at.
Gotcha. Because those are the ones that you need to rotate in more often.
Exactly.
Coach, I want to ask you a question, and it's just kind of off the subject. What do you do at indoor practice? I mean, what are the things that you work on? And know the field house, at least, is a pretty expansive place, but we got a ton of people trying to get time in here. What are some of the things you try to do?
Yeah, Fred, I know you know all about the scheduling and that. You know, I like to get outside as much as possible. You know, like I tell the guys, if it's 20 degrees and there's no snow on the ground and we can get outside for 45 minutes, we'll do that. Because it's good to get that spacing. It's good to get the, you know, on-field action. But inside, you know, there's actually a lot that you can do. I actually prefer to be inside. A lot of installs where you're slowing stuff down and you're walking through stuff and you're talking through scheme and stuff like that, you can do inside because it's warmer, obviously, and you don't need all that space. I really like stick work stuff inside because if you can do something in a phone booth, you can do it on a, you know, you can do it on a field. So when you're in tight, you know, you got to be able to make those passes in tight, those catches in tight, score those goals in tight. If you can do that inside, you can definitely do that out on the field when you have more space. So there's a lot we actually can get done, and I prefer to get done indoors rather than go outside. But if we can get outside, and you obviously can't do the full field clears and rides and stuff like that, but we can break down our scheme. We can do our stick work. We get to do a little box lacrosse kind of stuff on the inside. So there's a lot we can do, and it's actually a benefit to have the indoor facility to do that.
One last thing. Have you thought about, and I don't know the answer to this, but that just occurred to me, some of these places up in Michigan have the ability, could you rent maybe a day or two to to get into maybe a full field area where the weather's nice and you can at least get some running in? Has that been thought of, or is it just too expensive?
Yeah, so we could for practice if we really, really, really needed it. And apparently they're trying to put some place in Tecumseh, which would be a big benefit.
Right.
Indoor facility in Tecumseh. That would definitely be a benefit. But I am looking into potentially getting some Southern schools up here for a little spring break tournament kind of thing and get some out of conference games in and rent out an indoor facility for a couple hours for a couple days and get some out of conference competition in at a centralized location. So we'll see.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, like a early season basketball tournament that all levels of basketball do. Why not do something similar?
There you go. That'd be nice. Well, Coach, we got to get rid of you so we can get to these guys that have been sitting here waiting for us. So again, hope you're doing well and appreciate you coming in and good luck with the season going on soon.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I really appreciate you. It's always a good time talking to you guys.
Hope you feel better, Coach.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, well, we're going to take a timeout. We're going to come back with a couple of the players he was just talking about, as we've got Jake Gallagher and Jack Callahan coming up, a couple Siena Heights lacrosse players right here on Saint Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Is space becoming a problem for you? Do you have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about. Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Sitting here looking at Coach Fred Smith court. Got his signature over there on the side of it, but we're here tonight talking lacrosse as we just got done talking to Coach Spencer Masick. And now we've got a couple senior captains in here as we've got Jack Callahan and also Jake Gallagher with us tonight. And one of you guys can grab that and we can chat up as Jack grabbed it first. Yeah. So, as you know, I'm looking at we talked with Coach about the connection with Heartland. And yeah. You know, I'm looking here, too. You guys are both from Fenton and went to Heartland.
Yeah.
Little better lacrosse over there?
Oh, absolutely. I don't even think Fenton has a team.
Okay.
And we both live within Heartland School District.
Okay, gotcha.
We live, like, right down the street from each other.
Okay.
So, I mean, it was just easier for us to go to Heartland instead of just driving, like, a little bit farther up to Fenton.
Right.
How long have you guys known each other?
We started playing together, like, real young.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, fifth or sixth grade.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, alumni, a few Heartland guys back then.
Oh,
yeah.
Go ahead.
A few Heartland guys on the other top, like last year, and then G. Potter, Jeff Putz,
right.
Jack. A few other Heartland kids, but we all started playing in like fifth and sixth grade. So we've all have a pretty tight group in the Heartland area.
Now, is that kind of the connection of how you guys got here, was knowing some guys that were already here?
For me, it was Jeb. I mean, I had a few opportunities to go a lot of different places, and I want to stay close to home, but definitely having some Heartland kids here before, like Nathan Lipon.
Right.
G. Potter is definitely one of the biggest ones because his dad was our coach in high school.
Right.
And so I got to know him really well. And, I mean, I'll let Jack tell his part, but I know he wasn't planning on going. He was going way up north, and then somehow we convinced him to come to Siena Heights, and super happy to have him.
Yeah. I actually wasn't even going to play a college sport. I was going to go up to Lake Superior State up in the UP and just kind of go to school there. And then I started getting recruited really late into the season, and I came here toured, and I just decided this was the place I wanted to be.
Well, you know, your conference, or that, I shouldn't say your conference because I'm not even sure, but that region of Livingston County, Western Wayne, Oakland, it's got to be the best lacrosse almost in the state, isn't it?
I think so. I mean, I can't really think of any place else besides maybe like the east side of the state or the west side of the state with like East Grand Rapids and all them. But I think a lot of good players come out of where we're from.
So,
go ahead.
I was just going to ask, what are you guys studying?
We're actually both studying accounting. I'm a accounting major with a minor in marketing. And Jack, and you can go on the same thing.
Yeah, I'm getting a marketing minor too, but majoring in accounting.
Okay.
It's tax season, man.
Oh, I know.
That's right. Now, looking at some of the stuff, I was looking at your guys' bio on that, and you know, one of the big things I look when you're a freshman is, you know, a big thing on ground balls and cause turnovers. I've watched the game be played. I don't know how all the stats go, but what is a ground ball for you to be that as a stat?
So, like, whenever the ball hits the turf, it's just one of those things where if you pick it up, if you get it, that's a ground ball.
Okay.
And it's key. I mean, when we first started years ago, I'm sorry, I was with Coach Maloney when we started it, and getting used to these stats, you don't realize how difficult that is. you know, with your stick, and it's a vital stat.
Lacrosse is definitely a possession game, and ground balls is probably one of the biggest stats, and it shows the team's grit and how hard you want to work for that ground ball. Coach Spencer always harps on the ground balls, and the more ground balls you get, the better chance you have to win, because that's that many more possessions to score a goal and win, obviously.
And playing defense especially, getting those ground balls just means we're done with it. We don't have to play anymore on that possession, which is awesome because we get a little bit of a rest and get it to the guys on offense.
There you go. I know it was funny when Coach was talking about, you know, working, you know, the middies got to rotate through and have, you know, different groups of those. And, you know, you guys, you can kind of stay on the offensive side a little bit and you can stay defense. And when he was saying it, it reminded me of back in the, you know, the early days of girls basketball where you couldn't go on the other side of the court.
Very similar.
Where it's like, okay, we can get a rest here. He was actually saying, though, that one of the best players maybe ever play for the Saints, he was saying about you. And that's high praise from a guy like Coach Masick.
Yes. I always give Spencer always like talks about me and stays on me pretty hard, and I never like to like talk about it in a way, but our whole team's head to toe is a solid group of kids. Obviously having Maloney before made us a great player. The kids around me make me a great player. I don't think I'm one of the best. My whole team is a solid group, and the kids around me make me better. That's my input on it. I don't know what Jack's got to say.
Well, I was going to say, Jack, let you speak to that. I know he's being humble about it, but, you know, you play with a lot of good guys, and you've played against a lot. Well, let us know what Mr. Humble is actually about.
I always feel confident giving the ball like on like clears and stuff like that. So when he's running up the field, you just know he's going to be able to outrun everybody on the offense. And I think one of the things that makes him really special is he can time his cuts really well on the offensive side of the ball. And it just helps him get open a lot. And, I mean, our attack, too, are really awesome at feeding the ball. So it helps a lot and just makes everybody around him a lot better.
To explain to our audience, and I just can't say enough to the people in our community, to get out. It's a great, great sport. I love it. But it's almost becomes like a possession basketball game.
Yeah.
All right? And you have a clock, and the intricacies of the stick is really cool, and it's exciting.
Yeah.
So what do you think, guys, speaking about your team, you know, what do you think your strengths are going in this year? What do you think your strengths are as a team?
I think our goalie, Vinny Jean, he's really, really good in that. And so it makes it a lot easier on the defense knowing we can give up those outside shots because he'll just be able to stop anything from 15 and out. And I think we just have a lot of talent. I think we're fast this year. We have a lot of speed on the offense and the defensive end. And so it'll make it a lot easier, especially in like the quick, like the fast break game. And that's a big part of lacrosse is being able to score those quick goals. And I think we have a lot of young talent as well who are really hungry to win games because we haven't had a season in 2 years.
Right.
So everybody's really itching to go out there and win games and beat all those guys we haven't been able to play before.
From my aspect, I would say, we have a few captains on our team, but everyone in our whole entire team is basically a captain. You have leadership and our backbone of our team, and he's our goalie, Vinny Jean, and one of our captains as well. But then you go up to the defense, you have Connor Reske, who's an older guy, Jack Callahan, who's a senior, Jeff Putz, and then obviously some younger guys, even Chance, some of the freshmen that are coming up. Well, we got a new freshman this year called Wiz, and they all just really gritty, and they're all their own captains, their own way. They correct one another, and they all, every day in practice, they go really hard. And then our middies head to toe are pretty good. And our attack is probably the best attack in the WAC or the whole nation. They can move the ball. G and Devin know each other forever. And this year we just have, like Jack said, a lot of young talent that wanting to win games. And I know Spencer's really really wanting to get a good season here after being his first year kind of actually coaching. Hopefully get that season so we can show his strengths of being our new head coach.
You talk about the WAC. You talk about teams you haven't been able to play. What's the biggest game that you're looking forward to be able to get on the field against?
We have our rivals here and there, and everyone really in the WAC is a good team. And personally, my mindset is we just haven't been able to show class, our skill, our team chemistry, kind of like the grittiness that we have. Our team's kind of been always like a little lower, I think, in the rankings of what people talk, and we haven't got to show our stuff what we actually have. So I think, it's my last season here. Every game that I'm going into is like going to be a rivalry game. So there's not a specific team that I can say off the top of my tongue that I say, I really want them. I'm going to go one game at a time, and hopefully with the world we have today, nothing changes our season. And I think a lot of guys on their team have that mindset where we're not taking any game for granted, and every single game we play, no matter what your rank you are or not, is we're going to come in there and hopefully stomp you.
Great coach speak, isn't it?
It is. I really like that because the league is so tough. And you're right. There's certainly a lot of questions to be answered, even though you have the ability. My question is, how do you guys handle practice going at each other every day for a month and a half? That's got to be pretty tough.
I mean, being inside makes it a little bit harder, especially because like, it's a smaller area to play in. And lacrosse, you really need to utilize space. I don't know, we go at every practice like it's a competition. We want to try and beat each other and make each other the best possible. So we don't really take it easy on each other at all. We just kind of go out there and play.
Talk about Coach Maloney last year. He always mentioned, I mean, great guy off the field, obviously, but as soon as he always said, when you're in between the lines of the lacrosse field, it's like it's game time. And I'm always stick in my head because as soon as you get on the field, that's the kind of player I am. Like, I'm not your friend, Jack. You're not my friend. And we're going to go out there and we might break each other's wrists. But I think everyone has that mentality on the field. Every day at practice, like, there's some scraps here and there. Some people get a little angry and fight. But as soon as you step off the field, your brothers again, your teammates. And in practice, what makes you better? If you're not practicing like you play, then you won't go on the field and perform.
What are your goals as a team?
Goals as a team, I mean, for me, I think everyone has different goals. But mine's to stay close as a team and never, always trust one another. I think in the years that's been a problem for us, and actually be a group of brothers, and like we'll remember these days for the rest of our life. I really want a WAC championship. Like I said, we haven't got to show class that. I got a ring in high school. It'd be really nice to get a ring here. Obviously, the national tournament is really important to me, but in the end, I hope to have these bars for the rest of my life, and that's my goal for this season.
And then kind of the same thing for me, like maintaining like a closeness with the team and growing as a team. But I would also like to win the WAC and get to the national tournament. That's something we haven't had a chance to do yet in our career. And hopefully win a natty. I mean, that'd be awesome.
That would be. Again, you're listening to Saints Sports Weekly or 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com. Just a couple minutes left, guys. Again, we've got Jake Gallagher and Jack Callahan with us. And, you know, again, you said each game is so important. And I think, you know, with you guys, especially at the the upper level of your class, you know, but these young guys, is it important for them to know how much, you know, especially that they've missed not being able to play, and you know how important it is, as you talk about making sure each game is played like it's the last game. Is that something you're really trying to convey to the younger guys?
I mean, yeah, every day at the end of practice, we always break down, and I always we do a family breakdown, and we say, who wants it? Like, raise your hand, who wants to break us down? And I think that's mentality to have every day at practice. I mean, the younger guys, we haven't really had that game yet for them to play, and we keep saying in, like, a month or two, whatever it is, February 26th, we get to hit someone else for once. And it's going to be a wake-up call for the younger guys, but in practice, like, we don't take it easy on any of the younger guys. And if they don't want to be here, then they'll walk out the door. But that's the grit we have on the team, and I don't know. I think the younger guys have it in them, and the leadership that we do have, even for our juniors and our sophomores, some of them, everyone's a leader on this team. I don't think anyone's scared, and the freshmen will wake up. And I mean, by this time, I think they know that it's game time.
And I think especially because of, like, having shortened seasons and having no season at all the past couple years, everybody's really wanting to go out there and beat these other teams and play all the games that we can. Like, every single game is important to us, as Galley said earlier.
Yeah, and the good news is Coach really got you a tough non-conference schedule, and you're not home. You know, you're on the road a lot. That ought to really prepare you, don't you think?
I think so. I mean, playing those tough games right off the bat really shows the underclassmen, especially, like, what it's like to play a college sport, because it's so different from playing in high school, especially with the addition of the shot clock that they don't have in high school. So it's just getting used to these big games and getting used to play the better opponents and, like, really understanding what it's like to be a college athlete.
Yeah, and as you said, I think that's perfect because it lets those guys get some experience of what the game is all about at the college level before you really get into WAC play. You know, yes, you want to win those early ones, but you still want to learn. And, you know, I think it's big for Coach on those early games is setting your lineup, setting your rosters, getting your rotations. Those are big because that's key when you get into league play.
I sat down in Spencer's office early in the season, right before he hadn't got the schedule out yet, and he was telling me about it. And my jaw basically dropped, and I was like, "Well, we got some tough competition right at the beginning of the season." He's like, "Yeah, we're going right at it." I'm like, "Coach, we're all old people. We can't be moving after these games." But he said he wants us to compete, and we want to show class that, and we're all ready for it, I think.
Well, again, guys, appreciate your time out here tonight, and good luck. It's coming up in a couple weeks, and I'm trying to lobby a little bit. We got some games that we have to try to do, and I want to do a lacrosse game on the air.
It'd be great.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Thank you for having us.
It's been a pleasure speaking with you guys both. Appreciate you having us.
Yeah, appreciate it. Once again, is we've got Jack Callahan and Jake Gallagher. Too close on both of those names. I want to just kind of mix them up. But again,
Callie and Gally.
That's right, Callie and Gally. Well, there you go. That's one way to do it. But again, guys, appreciate your time. Thank you very much. And we're going to get ready for a ball game. You're going to stick around and root for the girls?
Oh, yeah. They are Saints. A spirited group, man. You'll see them down at the, I guess it'd be the north, south end of the field house.
All right, perfect. Great, guys. Again, thank you and good luck. We appreciate it very much. And enjoy your time and enjoy the season. And we thank them for coming out. So we're going to take a timeout, send it back to the studio for a break, and we're going to come back and with our pregame show right after this here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena, a Catholic university. Located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting siennaheights.edu. That's the Siena Effect.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.